It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. Tonight, we continue a series of KUT forums on Austin City Council races that will be on the ballot in this November's election. Tonight's candidate forum covers the race for District 3. It starts at 7 p.m. at Tamale House East on East 6th Street. KUT's Saida Hassan is with me now to talk more about the district and the race. Good morning, Saida.
Good morning, Jen.
So first of all, can you tell us more about District 3 and what makes this area unique?
Sure. So District 3 includes parts of East and Southeast Austin. Much of the district is east of I-35, and it's a majority-minority area. The population is about 62% Latino, and it's also a majority-renter district, which is in line with the city as a whole. In 2015, the median household income in District 3 was just more than $29,000. And compare that to the city as a whole, where the median household income was a little bit more than $52,000.
And who is the incumbent council member for District 3?
The incumbent council member is Sabino Pio Renteria. He's commonly known as Pio Renteria. And he calls himself a lifetime citizen of District 3. Councilmember Renteria was involved with a number of community boards and neighborhood groups before he was elected to the District 3 seat in 2014.
And Saida, can you tell us about the candidates in the running for the District 3 seat this November?
Sure. So there are six candidates running for the D3 seat. We have the incumbent, of course, Councilmember Pio Renteria. He's being challenged by his sister, Susana Almanza, and she's a neighborhood activist and a known face around City Hall. There are also some new faces in the running. Among the other candidates, there are people with backgrounds in real estate, nonprofit work, the restaurant field, and emergency medical services.
And Saida, what are some of the key issues that the candidates are talking about in this race?
Well, one high-profile issue is affordability. District 3 includes a lot of neighborhoods where property values are rising, and many of the people who've lived there for decades say that they can no longer afford to stay in their homes. So gentrification and displacement are definitely top of mind for many residents. Candidates have also raised questions about the use of public land in the area. Many are also talking about their desire to invest in infrastructure and transportation systems, making it easier for East Austin residents to get around.
Saida Hassan covers affordability and housing in Austin. Thanks, Saida.
Thanks, Jen.
Tonight's District 3 candidate forum starts at 7 o'clock at Tamale House East on East 6th Street. You can find more information and RSVP at KUT.org. Just look for the ballot boxing link. And a reminder, Election Day is November 6th, and the deadline to register to vote in the election is October 9th. You can find more information about how to register to vote at KUT.org.